Rotation. I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 142. In this episode, I'll discuss amiodarone-induced hepatotoxicity. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode142. If you know someone who would find this podcast helpful, please share it with them. Amiodarone is known to cause two distinct types of hepatotoxicity. There's hepatotoxicity associated with long-term oral therapy and hepatotoxicity associated with intravenous amiodarone. Regarding long-term oral therapy amiodarone-induced hepatotoxicity, almost one quarter of patients on long-term oral amiodarone experience an asymptomatic elevation in serum transaminases. For this reason, liver function tests are performed at baseline and every 6 months for patients on long-term oral amiodarone. These increases in LFTs are often transient. Approximately 2% of patients on long-term oral amio go on to develop hepatotoxicity, which requires the amiodarone to be discontinued. Hepatotoxicity appears to be related to the cumulative dose of amiodarone, with one 30-year-old review suggesting that a cumulative dose of 380 grams is related to the development of hepatotoxicity. Other authors suggest that amiodarone levels can be used instead to predict toxicity rather than cumulative dose. Jaundice is uncommon but usually represents severe liver injury. Because of the long half-life of amiodarone, hepatotoxicity may initially worsen when amiodarone is discontinued. Gradually, the injury then resolves. When amiodarone-induced cirrhosis does occur, mortality is high, as much as 60% by 5 months. Unfortunately, there are no known predictors of mortality. Apart from discontinuing amiodarone, treatment is purely supportive as no other medications will alter the course of hepatotoxicity. Lactulose may be used to treat instances of hepatic encephalopathy. A completely different type of amiodarone-induced hepatotoxicity has been reported with intravenous amiodarone use. Rarely, amiodarone causes significant hepatotoxicity within 1 day of initiating IV therapy. ASD and ALT may be 10 to 100 times the upper limit of normal. And this type of toxicity is sometimes referred to as hyperacute amiodarone hepatotoxicity. This type of liver injury usually resolves within a few days of stopping IV amiodarone, although it is possible for jaundice and liver failure to occur. Patients who experience this hyperacute amiodarone hepatotoxicity from IV amio are often able to safely take oral amiodarone. And this has led to speculation that the cause of toxicity is in fact the diluent polysorbate 80 rather than amiodarone itself. As with hepatotoxicity from oral amiodarone, there is no treatment apart from supportive care. Listeners can support the show when they shop using my link to Amazon. It will cost you no extra money, and I will receive a small commission from Amazon. Just bookmark and use my link, pharmacyjoe.com/shop, to take you to Amazon each time you shop. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.